And one of those people weighing in is Shane Burgess. He's dean of the University of Arizona College of Agriculture and Life Sciences. He signed a letter along with heads of other land-grant and public universities to Secretaries Wilbur Ross and Sonny Perdue, supporting the need for expanded agricultural trade in the new NAFTA negotiations. And Shane, what led to the decision to write the letter and for you to sign on to it?
Well, there was two decisions made. The first decision was for this group of people, the people that are administering all of agricultural education programs in higher education in the country, to write the letter in the first place. And that is because that whole group nationwide recognizes this as a critical issue for the entire industry. And my particular signature was, this is especially important for Arizona's agricultural industry.
How so?
Well, it's an incredible amount of money that agriculture generates through export, especially to Canada and Mexico. Canada and Mexico are Arizona's primary export destinations, and just in agriculture alone, and of course for the state as a whole, it's the same thing.
Would you say that you are more concerned about potential changes to NAFTA or hopeful about potential changes to NAFTA?
I think it's both, to tell you the truth. You know, NAFTA has made a lot of strides in not just trade, but also things like applying science to problems, removing non-tariff trade barriers, phytosanitary rules, health and safety, food safety rules. NAFTA has done a lot of good things to ensure consistency for consumers in the three countries, in addition to simply trade dollars. And so obviously, well, not obviously, but we don't want to see those things go away. And so that would be a problem if they went away. But also hopeful because, you know, this is 20 years old now. Science and technology has moved ahead a long way. But there's whole new aspects of trade and value creation that didn't exist when the original NAFTA was put together. The whole e-commerce world didn't exist when NAFTA was first put together. So it's hopeful in that respect.
Does it concern you that there is the possibility that NAFTA might just go away? I mean, it seems like, in your mind, NAFTA has led to a lot of progress in the agricultural field and in agriculture trade. Would all of that go out the window if NAFTA went away?
So, certainly coming back to our very, very first question, there's no question that NAFTA has been very, very good for agriculture nationwide, and it's been very good for agriculture in Arizona. It's been great for consumers too. So again, not only in economic terms, but also in food safety concerns, in simply being able to get many, many things at different times of the year, which when I grew up, you could only buy them in certain seasons. And now you can get high quality agricultural products year round for good prices. So NAFTA has been good for agriculture. If NAFTA went away and it was replaced by something equally good, there'd be no loss. If NAFTA went away and we went back to the pre-NAFTA situation, that would be an economic loss and a loss in other social areas that, if it wasn't replaced with something as good or better, that would be harmful.
Business people and a lot of political leaders in Arizona have been talking for a few months now about how NAFTA has benefited the state and really boosted trade, especially between Arizona and Mexico. I'm wondering how similar your arguments are to those that we've heard from others in Arizona about the benefits and the impacts of NAFTA on trade, specifically between Arizona and Mexico.
So I haven't heard everybody else's arguments, but they're all based on similar data. And many of the arguments, especially in the agriculture sector, are based on data that the University of Arizona has provided through its economic impact analysis team. If we look at one border county, Santa Cruz County, you know, I can give you stats like, you know, there's more than 2,500 direct jobs with another 1,500 ripple jobs. A fifth of that county's jobs are directly a result of NAFTA and border trade, and a quarter of all the wages in that county are directly a result of NAFTA. And then you add on in addition the fact that the border is as busy as it is, and the federal government has been investing in jobs maintaining that border. That's another chunk of money that's coming in to that county, which, you know, if that all went away, that would be a massive economic loss. So, I mean, I think if you look at the data in any direction, whether it's dollars, food safety, food security, these numbers are all positive for us, especially in Arizona.
Shane Burgess is the dean of the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences at the University of Arizona. Shane, thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you so much, Mark.